football fans and fantasy fanatics. My name is Carp, and we're here with the Fantasy Football Bullies. This is going to be the first episode, and we're here just to have fun. But, you know, a lot of people get thrown off by the name Bullies. Well, let me just say this right now. There are a lot of you out there, like myself, that aren't sure what move to make. Maybe you start one guy. Maybe you don't start this guy. Me and my two friends here, we are here to bully you into that right lineup decision. You are not going to make the wrong decision when we come out and we try to tell you what to do. And then when you do make the wrong decision, we're still going to tell you you were wrong. It had nothing to do with us. But anyway, first, I want to bring on my boy, the king of Twitter someday, my friend, my buddy, my pal, the one and only Dynasty Frank. You can find my boy at Dynasty Frank on Twitter. Frank, you there?
What's up, Carp? How's it going, man?
Y'all going good, bro. Let's say, listen, we've been talking about this for years. We were trying to get this ball rolling tonight, throwing down beers while we were trying to figure out this Skype gizmo.
We finally got it down. And finally.
Finally got it down. And you know that it was meant to be. You know that it was meant to happen. When Tino Tycoon finally logged into his computer, put down the rotary phone.
I put down the two cans and the string, brother, and I got myself on Skype.
Listen, Tino Tycoon is a big, big deal, brother. Tino, tell the folks out there what's going on, Daddy.
All right, everybody. Look, I mean, the whole purpose of this is, first of all, you got to understand that in this fantasy world and fantasy football, nobody knows nothing. All right, I don't. You could bring up all the experts, all the people that got all the stat books and all this and that. Nobody knows nothing. All right, I'll give you a great example. You bring me the guy on TV that told you got to get Odell Beckham on your team. Odell Beckham's going to blow up. Odell Beckham's going to win you a championship. None of these guys were out there saying
that. You sure Fabiano didn't say that?
No, chins Fabiano. No.
I'll leave the guy's chins alone. Barry has more chins than him.
Down, whacked out hippie Waldman. I know you guys bow down.
Hey, you leave Waldman alone, all right?
Knows nothing. So you know what? We're just gonna give you our opinion. We're just gonna make it fun. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna bore you to death. This ain't gonna be no snooze fest where we're boring you with stats. We're gonna tell you what we think, and we're gonna try to make it funny and you know keep you entertained.
Tino, what was Latavius Murray's 40 time? Quick, go.
4:43.
140 a day.
St. Ides and a coquille a day. I don't know.
See, that's what we're looking to do. I mean, we're not going to get bore you with metrics and analytics and all that stuff. You want to know a guy's three cone, you're in the wrong freaking part of town.
And another thing, guys, I mean, if you're going to get easily offended at little jokes that we made.
Yeah, you might want to turn us off now. Because
then turn us off. We don't need any uptight people listening to our shows and complaining about us.
Listen, if you're a fixture in society, don't call in because it's going to get up.
If you're a respectable person of society, don't listen to the show.
Exactly.
If you're a politician and your last name is Wiener, we want to hear the stories. Anyway, moving on. Guys, so obviously the redraft season is upon us.
Yes, it is. Finally. I mean,
we could sit here, we could talk IDP, we could talk Dynasty, we can talk late August rookie drafts, which is out of control to me. I like to get the jump on things and do the rookie drafts right after the NFL draft. But that's absolutely, and it's redraft season, and there's a lot of people that turned off their NFL network for the summer, didn't look at Roto World, they don't know what the hell is going on, they bought a magazine back in May, and they're going to show up to their draft in 2 weeks.
By the way, if you're drafting at this moment, you're an idiot, all right? Don't draft this early.
That's a big, big thing, because obviously, if you were the guy last week that drafted Arian Foster...
Yeah, exactly. You're kicking your puppy right now if you draft that Arian Foster. And you know that there's going to be other guys to go down. We didn't even have we had one preseason game. So, you know, there's going to be studs dropping like flies. Hopefully they're not on my team. And that's why you don't draft this early.
Well, I mean, admittedly, I'm in like 15,000 leagues. So I've drafted.
There is no one like you on Earth, bro.
No. Believe it or not, there's plenty of people like me on Earth and plenty of people in the Twitterverse that are drafting as we speak.
You have Netflix and cable TV, and you still have to find the time to join a league. Yeah. You're crazy.
Yeah, I do it all at once.
Franco, at this point, you have everybody in the league, so who the hell do you root for?
Yeah.
You have every player.
I root for everyone.
I just got to say, Sundays, it's so bad. You're like, oh, yeah, come on, Jay Stewart. Wait a minute, I'm playing against Jay Stewart. Hold on.
There are three leagues.
I don't even have him on my team.
There are three leagues, one especially, that I root for more than any other leagues. And that's the auction league, then the IDP league, and then our regs league. Everything else is just.
Yeah, that's the perfect number, by the way. Three leagues. Three is you could one you could be a wash. You could get knocked out week four, and you could throw a kicker to the curb. But you still got enough players where you're not rooting for every player in the league. So I think three is perfect. Four is getting crazy.
And if you're out there and you're saying to yourself, I want to try this IDP thing, it's the greatest. I love IDP. I know everyone in this show right here loves IDP. But if you're going to do it, don't be like, we're going to play with one linebacker and one defensive end.
If you're going to do IDP, go all in.
You got to pull your balls down, lay them right on the table. All right, listen, boom. I really don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going nuts, balls out. Because as we know, the thing with the IDP is – the waiver wire is never dry. There's always options on the way. It's not like offense where you're screwed, where you pick up a third string running back and you got to wait for two guys to get by a bus so you can use the guy. In IDP, it's like guys are going down left and right, boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean?
There's always a safety laying around. There's always some bum defensive tackle you can pick up. So
yeah, and when in doubt, you know what? I got no options. I'm just going to start a rookie corner because I'm going with the rookie corner rule. That's it.
And if you're going to do IDP, have the marriage counselor on speed dial because there's going to be a lot of problems.
God. And not only that, have the Chris Borland fiasco with you last year. I bet you were punching holes in the wall.
What do you mean when I left the bid and I didn't put it through and I went to bed thinking I had him?
Yeah, like the computer didn't yell out, hit accept. He just went to sleep. But hey.
Wait, didn't he retire that? I'm not gonna hold it against the guy.
I'm gonna hold it against him. No. Hold on. I'm gonna hold it against him. He screwed my team off.
He screwed a lot of people, Frank.
I understand, but I don't give a crap about other people's teams. I give a crap about my team.
That P word. Hold on. Before we go any further, that P word, Martino, was about to yell out. We're just gonna call it VJJ or.
Say that because he was looking out for him. All I'm saying is that why play 1 year? Why go through all that and then retire after 1 year? Because of my style, because of his style of playing. He knew what his style of playing was when he was in college.
I think he thought he was going to walk off with that signing bonus. That's what I think.
No, didn't he give it back, though?
No, he had to give it back.
No, I think I think he offered to give it back, bro. Seriously.
Nah, man. I don't know. I got to look that one up.
I think he offered it.
Alden Smith was probably trying to get him to hang out with them, so he was like, listen, I can't hang with this dude.
What's going on with
All right, wait a second. We're really off on a tangent here.
Yeah, we're getting off track. Didn't we go over what
we were going to talk about?
Listen, here's how it's going to go. We're having fun, and we're going to get into the criteria. We basically just did the intro of what we're all about.
We just did a 10-minute intro. We're at 9 minutes and 50 seconds. It was We got plenty of time.
It's not blog talk. We can go over. So here's what we're going to do. Tonight, strictly redraft.
Strictly.
Martino. Tino Tycoon, my double main man. I'm going to throw this one to you right now.
I'm all ready.
Everyone plays PPR. We're going to do standard real quick. Your number one pick overall is?
I'm going to go with Trump Daddy. Donald Trump's going to take – we're doing a fantasy one.
No.
Hey, bro, look.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise, Adrian Peterson is the Mac Daddy of fantasy football. He's a freak of nature. He is head and shoulders above every other running back since he's been playing. So I got to go with Adrian Peterson. But you know what? Anybody in those top five, if you took him number one, I can't really argue against it. Ain't going to argue against taking Charles Lynch.
Lacy.
But Bell, even though if you want to take the two-game hit, I'm still going AP, though, number one. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Now, Frank, before I throw it back to you, the real question is this. When you make a first-round pick, you cannot pick a bust.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, it's tough.
you have to make sure your first round pick is going to hit.
Absolutely.
And now you know all the arguments against Adrian Peterson. He's 30 years old. He didn't play last year.
He hit his
then
kid.
There's people that are saying that. Yeah, well, allegedly. Oh, it's documents, so fine. All right, alleged. I saw the scars. It was a little stiff. All right, I understand.
It was real
that,
stiff.
But,
yeah, I hear you.
But that's for another show, another time. How I feel about that one.
Right.
But it comes to you. You know, you get screwed with the 101. Who's your first round pick? Is it still Adrian Peterson?
It's Adrian Peterson, but that little devil in your freaking stomach that's like, well, I don't know. He hasn't played in a year, and, you know, he's kind of old. So what about Lacy? Well, you know, Lacy's not. He's in the best offense in the league. He's going to get – he's a three-down back. He's going to get all the work. So, I mean, right now, I'm going to say AP. But Lacy is really like just the Lacy –
he's got the highest
– in my
he's
ear.
Got the high. I'm looking at the list here. He's got the highest floor of all these guys.
Who, Porkchop Lacy?
Porkchop. Yes. Oh, bro, I'm telling you right now, Porkchop is last year. The
I don't know, man.
Hold on. Let me make the argument for Lacy. Last year, beginning of the year, he was absolutely horrendous. I agree with that. But he played Seattle. He played a lot of tough teams. And then there were also times, for some reason, he was getting vultured on the goal line. As the year went on and they put him more involved in the passing game and he was getting those goal line touches, I mean, he was right up there. I mean, the only other guy you could really contend with is that, at that point is if you ask me, the guy right behind these two guys is Marshawn Lynch still.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of question marks behind. I mean, he's 29. He's been beating the crap out of people all this time.
I know, but talking about the experts, how many experts last year were calling about the demise of Marshawn Lynch
Absolutely.
Last year? All stay away from him. They ran him into the ground. Where's Christine Michael now? He might not even make the roster this
hey,
year.
Hey, man, leave my Christine Michael love alone, all right? I've had many shower cries over Christine Michael.
Harold likes that rookie. What's the rookie's
Rolls?
Name?
Rolls.
That's what they're saying. He's like a Lynch clone.
And I hope you realize Turbin was going to mention is getting cut. They're not talking Turbin.
All right, how about this? All right, take those top five guys. Who do you think has the biggest?
All right, hold on. You want to go over ADP data real quick? The first five guys off the board is Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, Jamal Charles, Eddie Lacy, and Marshawn Lynch.
All right, out of those guys, Carp, who has the biggest chance to be the bust?
Out of those five?
Yeah.
I want to say Lynch, but if you have to give me a second guy. It's probably Lacy. No,
yeah, I think it's Lacy. But he's got the highest floor, I thought.
Is that he's got bust potential written on him.
Lacy is, if you got no balls and you're just like, oh, I'll take Lacy. You know what I mean? It's.
Hey, look,
put it this way. You're going to the bar. You're not going for the 10. You're going for the 6. You know what I mean?
All right.
So that's what Lacy is. That's the only way I could put it.
Now, I would think maybe Le'Veon Bell would have been one if he wasn't serving two games suspension.
I think that without question he would be one.
Because I can't put him ahead of these guys just because he's not two games better than them. But he would have been number one, I think, if he didn't have the suspension.
Right. I agree.
But, all right, after these top five guys, is C.J. Anderson in that category yet?
Yep.
Do you see him in that category?
I do.
I can't do it.
What? Who
else can't. I'm not saying I'm afraid of Montreal. What was that, Martino?
I'm not Martino? Feeling CJ up in that upper echelon of running backs.
You don't think he's a top seven, either. Or you don't think he could be the sixth best running back?
I'd rather take Dez.
Me too. At that point, I'd rather take Antonio or Dez. I feel safer with those two guys.
Remember, we're talking standard here. We're not talking PPR.
Well, Antonio moves down a little bit if it's not PPR. But if it is PPR, the slam dunk is Antonio Brown, obviously.
Yeah, dude, if it's PPR, I take Antonio Brown top three.
I was going to say, I'd probably take him in third.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you can make an argument that he's first overall.
But now, what are Jamal Charles' scars that we're not, like, all in on Jamal Charles?
I'm all in on Jamal Charles.
Oh, bro, I got him at two. You know me with Jamal Charles. You got the check down master, Alex Smith, behind center. So, you know, right there, you're guaranteeing him extra touches.
Absolutely.
If they're saying they're not going to run him as much, they're still going to get him his touches, though. And all he needs is 15, 16 handoffs one of them is going to pop off. So.
Dude, if this was PPR, and I'm taking him first overall. First overall.
If it's PPR, without a doubt, we got to differentiate. Yeah, if it's PPR, it's Jamaal Charles.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so we're still in the regular
standard league.
I mean, we'll go back. We're going to go back and forth because we're going to show our versatility, guys. I mean, it's our first show. We got to show everyone what we're all about. You know what I mean? But I mean, all right. So Jamaal Charles, without question, PPR running back number one. And the thing what I like about Jamaal Charles the most, you know, maybe I'm crazy for thinking this, I'll burn a 9th, 10th round pick on Niles Davis just to be sure. You know what I mean? Because he's one of the guys that has a clear cuff.
Yeah, all right, no, I'm not burning a 9th. Back him up with Niles, bro. You have to.
I know, but not in the ninth. Carp, you have that EDP. You have the 9th round EDP.
All right, so here we go. I got Jamaal Charles. I'm all worried about him. Am I going to take Bishop Sankey over Niles Davis?
I think I might.
I would.
Really? And you're the Jamaal Charles owner, huh?
Yeah, I'm the Jamaal Charles owner. Yeah.
You know what? All right, maybe you're right. Maybe I got to wait to the 10th because there's some.
Keep going with
some
that
talent
night.
Here.
Keep
I'm
going with
at.
That night.
All right, so we'll start. I mean, if you want to take a shot, here we go. In the particular order, excuse me. Kevin White, Devontae Adams, McFadden.
McFadden. Don't even mention his name.
He's not even be on Dallas. Your guy's going to get cut week 3. Tannehill, LaFell, Floyd, Perryman, David Johnson. You're right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on that list I'd rather take.
Man. I can't see passing on Perryman for a cuff.
No.
That's just me.
But you know what? When Niles does get in there, he does give you decent.
But that's what I mean. I remember last year. He had
a couple nice games.
Two games.
But 9 is still too high. Still way
but then there was also the little game. It was the Monday night game when Charles came back from an injury, and he did just as good as Charles. Charles lit him up, and then they got up big, and he went out there and finished up the fourth quarter against the Patriots. But I mean, the handcuff situations were one thing. Yeah, you got to really figure out if you're going to pass up on some prime talent.
Listen,
here,
you guys know me and handcuffs. I do not handcuff. I don't give a crap about handcuffs. I want talent.
I handcuff if it's there, but I don't go out of my way making sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's staring you in the face later on, I mean, yeah, you're going to pass on taking a shot at Devontae Parker.
No.
You're going to miss.
The way I look at it, I try to trade for my cuff week 2, week 3. I don't try to draft.
That is true.
If I can get him, then great. If I can't get my cuff, I'm not actively looking to I gotta get my cuff. Yeah, I want to. If I draft AP first, I'm gonna go try to get Matt Asiata or fucking
McKinnon. McKinnon-ins?
No, I'm not doing it.
All right, so we got the top 5, right? CJ Anderson is on the cusp, but guess what we're saying?
Not to me, but go ahead.
All right, so, I mean, me neither, because, I go 6, I'm going one of these receivers. I'm going Dez.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you see, is Jeremy Hill of beginning of the second round pick?
Yeah.
He's in a 12-team league, Jeremy Hill's ADP is 201.
Yeah, no, that sounds right to me.
He put up fucking great numbers, man. Look, I was a Geo owner. I was cursing him since the day they drafted him. I can't deny the guy
called him a criminal a few times.
But you got to say Geo is a great handcuff. He's probably the top cuff in the league, no?
Yeah, but how much are they splitting? 60-40?
They want to give Hill more.
Let me tell you something. Geo put up. He had a few decent flex worthy games at the end of the season, and Hill doing work too. So
yeah, no, he was a bona fide flex in a PPR format. You could actually start Geo as your running.
It's almost like the reverse of Lendell White and Chris Johnson. You know, you had the big bruiser and the fast guy. Now you got the fast guy cuffing the
Lendell White.
Only he's not going to steal the touchdown.
I can't believe you pulled out a Lendell White reference. That's scumbag.
Like I said, it's the versatility of this podcast. The bullies know everything. So you're going to believe us because we're going to bully you into everything. We're pulling out names like Lendell White. That's how it works. That's how we roll.
But what about these two names? LeSean McCoy and DeMarco Murray. Where are you passing up Demaryius Thomas?
No.
Are you passing up Odell Beckham?
No.
No.
Are you passing up
I'm looking at it right now. You're packing up Calvin Johnson.
No.
I'm not.
Me neither.
You passing up Gronk. Meh. tight end premium, you're not.
No, we're talking standard. This is standard. Let's stick with standard.
Yeah, but you know what?
Because in a tight end premium, Gronk is going in the top three, top four picks.
I see Gronk go 101 all the time.
Listen, I'm not passing up Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, Odell Beckham Jr., Mike Evans. So I just named seven.
I'm not even passing up Jordy Nelson.
There you go, Jordy Nelson. This is off the top of my head. I just named eight wide receivers and five running backs. And that's before I'm even considering DeMarco Murray.
Let me play devil's advocate with McCoy. They're going to run a lot, aren't they? I mean, isn't Rex going to run him into the ground?
Yeah, but doesn't – I hear you, but doesn't everybody know that? You don't think three jerks from the Bronx know that they're going to run a lot? I'm sure these defensive coordinators are going to stack that box. Because who's throwing the ball to Sammy Watkins? You know? So, I mean, I get it. It's a very primitive point of view, I guess, to the Twitterverse. But McCoy showed me something last year.
Matt Castle?
And I'm not...
Tyrod Taylor, kid.
Yeah. Matt Castle has the... They said Matt Castle has the starting job right now. It's Matt freaking Castle. Yeah, he won 11 games.
I did not like what I saw from McCoy last year.
Me neither.
I saw a lot of dancing around.
Yeah.
McCoy, a lot of dancing around behind the line for my taste last year.
Yeah, listen, I picked him first overall in a big league, and guess where I finished? Second to last. Screw McCoy. Screw him. I don't want him. I'm not. There's part of ours. Who am I staying away from? I'm staying away from LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I mean, to me, for him, can you guys hear me, by the way?
Yeah, I got you.
It's just the motivation factor with him. I know, like, if he gets dinged up, you think he's going to push himself to go out there and fight through injury and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about
something,
that.
I got to question it. I mean, this summer on Twitter, this guy's really leaving a lot to be desired in terms of his focus and what he's all about. You know what I mean? It's nerve-wracking, to be honest. And some of the warts with DeMarco Murray is – they're talking about a 50-30-15 split with all three running backs. DeMarco, of course, will get the goal line carries.
See, I like DeMarco Murray a lot more than I like McCoy. I do.
Even though you got Ryan Matthews, and who else is there? Sproles?
Sproles.
Sproles?
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Nah, Ryan Matthews doesn't scare me. The guy breaks. He's definitely getting injured sometime, sooner or later. I mean, I'm sorry. I've had enough. I've been a Ryan Matthews truther. I'm like, give this guy a chance. You know, he's going to be great.
Can I just jump in real quick? You're forgetting where he's playing now. He's playing for the Eagles, who last year had the least amount of injuries in the entire NFL because Chip Kelly tells these guys they got to sleep 27 hours a day. They got to drink these crazy shakes that he gives. I mean, Chip Kelly and David Koresh probably have a lot in common. They're just out there wiping out everyone's minds and getting them feed into the system.
But here's the thing.
What happens
every
time a player leaves the Eagles? All they do is talk smack about Paul Kelly.
I know.
So, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm the first one to agree. I understand that point of view, but it's pretty obvious the type of player he wants. Like, for example, Jordan Matthews. Jordan Matthews is related to Jerry Rice, whatever. What is he, Jerry Rice's cousin or something like
nephew.
That? Yeah, nephew, whatever it is. He's buying in because he's buying into what his uncle's telling him. Listen, just listen to the coach. Just do this, blah, blah, blah. You think DeSean Jackson was going to listen to a guy that said, listen, I need you to go home, get 10 hours of sleep. You can't pound beers. I need you to eat a vegan diet. Whatever it is, you think these guys, they're not going to buy. He's definitely brought the college atmosphere to an NFL team. That's the only thing you could say positive about him.
Wait, that's a positive thing? College?
In terms of morale and everything. Like, do you think that his quarterback's going to get a broken jaw? They're all buying into the team mentality.
I mean, Chet reference had to come in.
Of course.
I got to hear from my kid. How did Geno Smith get his jaw broken by his teammate? I thought he wasn't supposed to do that. I said, when it comes to money, you never know.
On the Jets, that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, well, who's the first Jet going? You take it. I'm looking at ADP right. We're getting back to what we're going to talk about in the first round. You're going to take Brandon Marshall in the third?
No, not the third.
I'm not taking him in the third, but I mean, Ivory, I think, is the first Jet. No,
Brandon Marshall is for me.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, Brandon, Fitzpatrick throwing to him. Brandon Marshall probably be a nice wide receiver three.
Yeah,
Brandon.
But real
Brandon
quick,
Marshall,
real quick, with that DeMarco Murray thing. Even if they split, I'm just sorry, just before we go on, even if they split 60-40, let's just say DeMarco Murray gets split 60-40, they're going to run like 2,000 plays or something sick like that. So even 60% of all those plays they're going to run, he's still going to have a ton of opportunities to score points and stuff like that.
He's going
to
get his chances. There's no doubt about that. But the one thing that drove me nuts as a McCoy owner last year was watching Sproles take a little screen and take off 80 yards for a touchdown.
How many Chris Polk took a lot of goal line too.
Oh, yeah, man, that was like, what about that game? They gave it to him like three times on the goal line.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I remember that.
That's why LeSean hates his ass.
He probably needed a roster bonus to get over 10 touchdowns. And
he's giving the third string running back goal line carries. Yeah. That cost him about $10 million.
Yeah. We got a fat fullback. Let's get him a goal line carry.
All right. So going back to Brandon Marshall. Go ahead.
No. I mean, let's stay in the order here because I was going to say to Martino, I was going to say Brandon Marshall in the fourth round or Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
I like Andre. This year, I like Andre.
Yeah.
Andre Johnson is the perfect 1 year. I mean, it's just like when a new dog, they've been subjected to like a shelter and they're in there for all those years. And that's what, you know, playing with Tom Savage and Case Keenum and all these.
So basically he's going from Michael Vick's house to somebody else's house.
Exactly.
Bro, this guy played with the worst quarterback you could ever imagine, he's the best young quarterback.
He's going from Michael Vick's house to Paris Hilton's purse.
From Michael Vick's to Leona Helmsley's house.
Exactly. Where he gets all his money left to him. She left all her money to her dog. Anyway, moving on.
Bro, she left the dog like $11 million.
Sally Struthers was pissed. She's like, you can't shoot a couple of kids over here. Anyway, so we're going back to the first round. Obviously, we're in agreement on most of the stuff here so far. The only thing that really jumps out to me, and Franco, I'm going to toss this one to you real quick because I know you're an avid supporter, and I need you to make a case.
It's four.
It's the end of the second round. Just it's like the 2-9, 2-10. And one of my favorite players, he's very religious. You know, if you follow at Justin Forsett on Twitter, you'll see every night he's got Bible quotes and he's very inspiring. Very, very good man.
So it's Perryman, by the way, but go ahead.
We'll talk about that later. Right. Are you taking him right then and right there? And just to give you a prerequisite here, you're going to have to pass on Randall Cobb, Alshon Jeffrey, T.Y. Hilton, and or A.J. Green.
All right.
And mind you, let's just say you took, because where your position, you already took a running back.
So I took a running back in the first, obviously, in the early first, and now this is the end of the second round, and I only have one running back.
You stood on an island and took C.J. Anderson at 1-4.
No. I got Marshawn Lynch at 1-4.
All right, thank you. Beast mode, go.
I got Beast mode at 1-4, and now I'm facing either Justin Forsett, Randall Cobb.
Alshon Jeffrey or A.J. Green. Go ahead.
Or T.Y. Hilton. So I'm looking at one running back worthy of getting picked or four wide receivers.
Well, actually three because I'm not taking T.Y.
I'm not taking T.Y. either. But
we can go on about that.
But that's where he's going. So, yeah, I'm going to take Justin Forsett there just because I think I can get one of those four receivers on the flip on the three four? Yeah, the 3-4.
And so you're not worried about his RotoViz breakout age being 29 years old?
No, this is standard redraft, right?
Yeah, I understand that.
So, if this was a dynasty.
Guys, I'm staying the hell away from Justin Forsett.
No, not me.
No part of Justin Forsett.
I can't. That's my point. I can't bring myself to. I can't pass on Randall Cobb.
No, A.J. Green passing on that.
Oh, man, A.J. Green.
This is the first one of the show.
You guys got me with A.J. Green.
Javorius.
Or you can even go Taliaferro.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I'll make that one work, but
he's Italian.
I'm not feeling him, brother.
But here's the thing, I see Franco's point because you're gonna get one of those receivers coming back around. He's exactly right about that. I just can't.
Why don't you take the chance on getting Forsett on the way?
Because that's only all right. What are the other running backs? What are the other running backs after
Trey
Forsett?
Mason?
No, right after Justin Forsett, it's Frank Gore, Melvin Gordon, Lamar Miller, and Alfred
Morris. Taking Frank
Clark.
And hold on, Martino. Skyrocketing all the way up to the end of the third round. Wow. And this is up-to-the-minute news, ladies and gentlemen. Late-breaking news. Joseph Randall is a third-round pick.
I got him on my keeper league, but I don't know if I'm taking him in the third round.
But, you know, your thoughts. It's the third round, middle of the third round. Gore's off the board.
Gore's off the board now?
Gore's off the board now. And then we got Joseph Randall on the board. Behind him is going Mark Ingram, Carlos Hyde, Jonathan Stewart, Gurley, or CJ Spiller.
Ooh, man.
I'm going Randall.
Actually, and if you want to keep going, TJ Yeldon is also.
It would either be damn man.
It's bad. It's a mess. It's a.
You all I know, if you're in that position, you better damn well sure you don't mess up that first pick.
Yeah.
You better have a can't miss at that point.
Right after Alfred Morris, there's a huge tear break. I mean, it is a Scheiser and a half list going all the way down.
Bro, the running backs, man. You can find receivers, but the running backs, man, you got to get two. To me, the two out of the first three rounds, I don't know, man.
I honestly, in a standard league, it's a lot harder to find running backs. I'm in total agreement with that because here's the thing. If you're going to pass on some of these running backs early, you're going to wind up with a decision of Mark Ingram or Carlos Hyde. Yeah. And then sprinkle in a Melvin Gordon there. So my question to you, Martino, Joseph Randall, where are you comfortable as we stand right now? What's today's date? I look at a calendar all day, guys.
The 12th.
August what? 12th.
If I was picking him as my fourth pick, I like him a little bit better. Third might be just a little too high, but I don't know if I got Antonio Brown and A.J. Green. I guess Joseph Randall wouldn't be terrible, but is Luck there?
No, Luck's gone. Obviously, you just brought up the next situation I was going to turn to. Because there's the quarterbacks. You're staring in the third round, and let's see. It's a calamity here. You're looking at Andrew Luck's ADP, actually, according to this. You're gonna laugh. Not laugh, but it's very fascinating. Is actually in the middle of the second round because people realize, listen, Andrew Luck is a difference maker. Andrew Luck puts on a uniform and gives you 30 points every week.
Even though he put up a zero in the biggest game of the year, right? Then he put up.
I want to say the whole team put up a zero. I know,
but that was a rare occurrence. That was a freak. That was a freak of nature. So, you know.
I want to throw that game out because that defense was disgusting.
Yeah, no, it was a mess.
I mean, and Dallas at home down the stretch actually beat the crap out of a lot of people. After they lost on Monday Night Football against Washington last year, they put the screws to a lot of people. They had a nice comeback win against Detroit in the playoffs. But, I mean, put that aside. It's Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck. Martino, Tino, Mr. Tycoon, my double main man. Tell me why in the third round the smart move this year is to take one of those quarterbacks.
You know what? I'm not. I mean, if it's the third round, then I got my receiver.
It's the third round. It's the third round. You got one receiver, one running back.
Then I'm comfortable taking Luck or Rodgers. Then you got three studs at the three main positions.
Right.
But if those two guys are gone, if it's Luck's gone and Aaron Rodgers is gone, I don't feel safe taking Breeze.
No.
At that point.
Listen, that was the next thing I was going to say. If those two quarterbacks are gone, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait it out. And the worst you're going to end up with, I'm just going to wait till like Eli in like the ninth or tenth.
I think a lot of people are planning on that, bro.
I know. You're not sneaking up on anybody with that strategy.
No. I'm not saying like just, well, I mean, you could get Rivers late. You could get Tony Romo late.
Cam late. Where's Cam going?
Cam, he's going right at the beginning of the seventh round.
Seventh round, that's not bad. Take a Cam if you got three receivers, three running backs, and bam, you get Cam at seven.
Yeah, and Brady's in the eighth. Matthew Stafford is in the eighth.
yeah, please.
Let's see. And then everyone's dynasty redraft darling, Ryan Tannehill, is a ninth round pick. Over Phillip Rivers, which is
I don't know about that one.
Me neither.
I don't feel. Yeah, and then it just turns into like your mishmash of Cutlers and Bridgewaters and
cars,
all that good stuff. Can you even mention Carr in redraft?
Dude.
Are you allowed to mention David Carr in a redraft podcast?
I don't think so. No.
That means
I don't think the Raiders are going to be that big of a disaster this year. Me, personally. I think they'll be decent.
Carr is David Carr. He's a Raider. Or Derek Carr. Or he's a Raider, and he wears mascara. So those are three strikes. And you know what I'm talking about, right, Tino? Take a look at him. He looks like he's wearing mascara.
Nah, I never seen that one. I'm going to have to check that one out.
I'm not saying you saw him in a bar. Just next time you look at him, sitting there giving an interview with Mayock or something. Just notice.
You were really looking deep into his eyes, that cop, huh?
Hey, no, you know, him and Cutler. You never know. You got to look at Cutler. Cutler's psychotic, by the way. You know that. That guy's insane. He's taking everything with a grain of salt. Brandon Marshall goes out. His best friend in the world goes out and says, "Best color ever, the best quarterback I ever played with was Jay Cutler." I mean, what am I saying? What the asshole, Kyle Orton, totally insulted Jay Cutler. I totally blew that spot. Oh, Tino, if this was my wrestling career, that was a fuck up right there. By the way.
Yeah, you blew that was Hogan trying to light the thing on fire and throw it in Warrior's face.
I blew like a leapfrog. You fucked up. Anyway. We should leave that in, Franco. All the wrestling fans know.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but keep on, please continue with your.
There's a caller on the air. Bro, you don't call me. Listen, bro. Did you guys watch Hard Knocks last? Franco, did you watch Hard Knocks last night, bro?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it.
Did you see DeAndre Hopkins, D?
Yeah, I saw.
Did you see how good he looked, bro? I would rather take him over Megatron any day of the week.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
Joey, did you happen to watch Brian Cushing last night? Yes, I know, bro. He sucks so bad, bro. I understand. No one wants to give me a first for him, bro. Listen, Joey, we got to get back to the podcast. We were in the middle of the third round. Thanks for calling in. Anytime, bro. Listen, calling. All right, Joey. See you later. Moving on. It's good to hear from one of our dear friends. That was Joey messing up the works.
Now, let me ask you guys, because this guy was going at the end of the first round last year. Where are you taking Jimmy Graham?
Ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I mean, he was going at the end of the first last year.
I know.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he really drops that far down, huh?
I want to say no. All right, here's the thing. If Marshawn Lynch wasn't there, I'd feel a little better about it. But I just can't – as long as they're going to just give the ball to Lynch, except for in the Super Bowl, obviously.
Yeah, except when the champions are on the line.
Yeah, the biggest play of the entire season. But Russell Wilson is a competent quarterback. We can all agree with that, correct?
He's more than competent. He's a really good quarterback. I'll admit it, even though I'm not the biggest – I'm not a member of his fan club.
Well, no, because we're not a member of his fan club because we don't like quarterbacks to throw 14 times a game.
Exactly. Wide receivers and just, you know, that's...
There you are. You always hate on Doug Baldwin. I swear to God, I can't take
it. Yeah, Doug Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin's the man. He's the hardest working man.
Does the lack of receivers make Jimmy Graham a better option? Does it make...
It makes him a target for opposing defenses. You know what I mean? Like, you'll put two guys on Jimmy Graham. That's what everyone did with the Saints last year, you know? Once Brandon Cooks got hurt, it was over.
All right, how about your other boy, Julius Thomas? How far does he fall?
What do you think? you can ask me a redundant question here? I'm going to tell you right now, anyone that's ranking him as the fifth – Fabiano ranking him as the fifth best tight end in football, really, like, you must be paying him off for that ranking because I can't see it a mile away. I'll tell you right now, this late round guys I'd rather have than drafting Julius Thomas's ADP right now. It's pretty disgusting in the seventh round. I would not waste a seventh round pick on Julius Thomas. When you're looking at, well, the first thing that popped out to me, Tino, was Alfred Blue.
No.
I'm not taking Julius Thomas leaving Charles Johnson there. I'm not doing that.
No.
And then we're going to get into sleepers in the late round, guys, but I'll talk at length later on about the eighth round surprise. The darling that should be moving up anytime is Mr. John Brown. I'm not passing. Yeah, I'm not taking guys ahead. I'm not taking Julius Thomas ahead of John Brown. It's just not happening.
Absolutely
I'd rather take Steve Smith Sr. over over Julius Thomas.
Wow.
I can't. Listen,
I think I would, too. I'm not a fan. Julius Thomas in Jacksonville, come on.
Yeah, man.
They want to talk about how good he looks in the uniform. He looks better than everyone on the field.
I mean, does he at least have Mercedes Lewis upside? At least going to give me that.
You know Mercedes Lewis got a porn star pregnant? That's his only claim to fame?
Which one?
Oh, God, I can't. Savannah Stern.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, look her up. That's one that popped up. Anyway. We got off topic here.
Yeah, a little bit.
I saw that go by. I said, oh, and they're actually working it out. They're taking care of the kid and everything.
Good for them. That's a family home. Yeah, nice family environment.
That's a family show.
She probably only does porn like every third Sunday of the year. I mean, they worked it out. They got a thing going on. But moving on, is there anything you guys, I mean, you look, Frank, I'll throw this one to you because I mean, the list of leagues you're in, the list of guys, you know, you're like a made man on Twitter.
I'm all confused. Which players I like in what league, in Dynasty, Redraft, PPR, IDP, I get all messed up. I'm in way too many leagues, way, way, way too many leagues.
And you're in leagues that are like salary capped. I got to sell this guy. I
got
to do this.
No, I actually got rid of my salary cap last year because I'm like, this is way too advanced. I got to be up on this way more than every other league I'm in. I got to pay attention to cutting and whatever.
So let's get back to I got a redraft question for you.
Go for it.
All right. Tino Tycoon, I'm going to throw this one to you after this. You ready?
Let's hear it.
It's the fifth round. Things are looking up. You got two running backs. You got two receivers. You get to that round. You look in and you want to take a receiver. You want to finish off your starting lineup. You're one of those dummies that looks at starting lineup before time. Are you taking Allen Robinson or Martavis Bryant in the fifth round?
Well, I'll tell you right now, you bringing up Allen Robinson, I like Hearns better this year.
What?
I like Hearns better. I'm saying it right now.
Hearns is cheaper.
Allen Robinson has been proven shit.
Hearns is so cheap.
Hearns,
it's not even funny.
Really, really cheap. You could get him at the end of the draft. And he's had big games. He had a couple of monster games last year. I'm going on, and Allen Robinson is getting blown up way, 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 way too much. Twitter is all over this guy, and Hearns is going to wind up better. So that's where I'm going with him.
You're talking about this year?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about
First of all,
Frank, before you go on.
Go ahead.
So, Tino, did you read the camp reports that say Allen Robinson and Allen Hearns are neck and neck for the best receiver on that team?
Yeah, and look how high you got to take Allen Robinson.
You got to jump the board and take him in the fourth. It's crazy.
Bro, I'd rather wait on Hearns. I bet you get the same. You get the same stats at the end of the year when all is said and done.
Well, going back to your original point, I was going to take Martavis Bryant over Allen Robinson anyway, because you know Martavis.
I mean, look, with the Steelers, man, I would never do this. I would never pick a quarterback, running back, and wide receiver from the same team. But
if that was...
If you took Le'Veon, Antonio, and Ben Roethlisberger...
You're fine.
I can't really argue against
you're
that.
Fine.
And then in the fourth round, took Martavius.
that'd be getting a little crazy.
Well, how much do you put into the fact that supposedly their schedule this year is going to be a lot harder than it was last year? And that, Le'Veon Bell, when he went against, the top 12 or a top 10 defense, really didn't produce at all compared to the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put that in consideration. Me, I like the fact that their defense isn't going to be that great. I think they're going to just be, trying to outscore a lot.
Besides Shazier! He's going to be
the only black guy that Roethlisberger anyone says about Roethlisberger last year was, well, those six touchdown games aren't going to happen again. How do you know that?
Yeah,
his defense is atrocious.
That's what I'm saying. He got that six touchdown game against the Colts, right?
There was another one after that that he went nuts.
Yeah, no, it was back to back.
Well, the Colts defense is really bad though. I mean,
because I told you the other day, they don't draft defense. They want to get another receiver for Andrew Luck.
Right.
They can't draft a fat guard. No, we got to get another slot receiver. This kid's going to get killed if you – I mean, we're telling you to take him in the third round. He might be dead by week four. You never know.
I tell you, Mike Francesa was very upset. I can't believe
– Oh, he was.
Get this guy some protection and just bump.
I understand, Mikey, but, I mean, you got Philip Dorsett sitting there in the end of the first round. You got to take him, Mike.
Quarterback in the league with the best young quarterback, and you don't got him protection.
You got to get him weapons, Mikey. I'm telling you right now. You're sitting there. This kid, he could be the next Antonio Brown, Mikey.
I thought I asked for a crawler. Why are you bringing me back home?
Again, you fat bastard. I'm telling you, I'm trying to talk here. And throw him out of the league. This Josh Gordon, get him out.
You call this a Boston cream? You call this a Boston cream? Get put my mic on.
718-937-6666. This is your sports talk radio.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about luck?
I don't know.
Razor Ramon wants to talk about Razor,
Razor, go ahead, Razor. You're on the air.
Hey, yo.
Razor, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, yo. I put down the bag, Chico. I'm ready to talk, man. This Yoick Bell, I'm telling you right now, if Yoick Bell was playing in Yankee Stadium, Chico, he'd be the man. And another thing, this terrorist, he want to run in on Yoick Bell? Well, let me tell you something, Chico. He going to carve you up.
All right, thanks, Razor. Thanks for the input. I don't even – apparently he's playing for Notre Dame in a bowl game. At the Yankee Stadium, but it's just my next question for you guys. ADP is two rounds apart right now. Are you taking Ameer Abdullah in the fifth round over the likes of I was about to say Sammy Watkins, Frank.
Screw Sammy Watkins. I'm sick of hearing about Sammy Watkins. Yes, I'm taking Abdullah over Sammy Watkins.
Taking Abdullah over Julian Edelman. I'm taking him over Sammy Watkins.
Wait. Are you taking him over Julian Edelman? Oh, yeah. This is standard. All right. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, we're still in standard mode here.
Go for it.
Taking him over Spiller?
If Spiller's sitting there?
Spiller or Abdullah?
Spiller's going a full round ahead of Abdullah.
I'm saying, do you feel comfortable with Spiller? His history?
A flex, not as my number two. I'm not comfortable with Abdullah as my number two either. But at that point, you have to do it because here's what comes right behind Abdullah. Abdullah goes 5-0, let's say 5-4. Right behind him is Doug Martin, Arian Foster, Chris Ivory, Yoick Bell. Hey, yo.
I mean, are you buying the Doug Martin resurgence? Are you in on this?
I want to be. I totally do. And I could see it because I was telling Franco, I was watching a GIF the other day of them in practice and he's doing a drill. And Charles Sims went right before him in the drill, and Doug Martin was like five times faster than him through the drill.
I mean, that's all he's got to beat out is Charles Sims. I mean, come on.
And then the only thing is with the Charles Sims love is they're going to be losing a lot of games, people keep saying, but I don't see it. They got a lot of, like, Lovey's a defensive-minded coach.
Yeah, he'll keep them in the game.
Yeah.
He'll fix that. Everyone's like, oh, their defense stinks. He'll fix that defense.
But, yeah, no, if it's one thing Lovey knows how to do, let me tell you something right now. I'll get that defense on point.
Oh yeah.
Yo, there was There was a name in that list of running backs that you said that I'd rather have more than Abdullah, and that's Arian Foster. Even if he does take half the year off,
you're gonna wait for him till week 10 because they put him on a pup.
It depends where they put. Like you said, well, he's on the pup.
But they're saying that it's not as bad as it was. That it's not.
Yeah, so week 5, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to Foster because you know when Foster comes back, he's getting everything in Houston. He's going to get everything. And not only
that, he's the only guy that has a chance to still be, like, finish out the season top 5 running back from that spot.
Exactly.
Right?
So that's who I'd want more than Abdullah.
He's a baller.
What about – there's a guy, you know, a couple of guys we haven't been talking about. What about the freak Gurley? What are you doing with Gurley?
I'm taking him in the fifth.
Are you going to jump the board, take him, and stash him?
I mean, if you take him, do you waste the pick and get Trey Mason after?
No?
I think so. I mean, they said today, it was just out on Roto World a little while ago, Gurley's not going to play the first couple of weeks of the regular season, which makes a Trey Mason show. But how long does that last? I mean, at some point, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be this year or not. Gurley's just going to be the only guy, but I could see them easing in with I mean, it wasn't like Trey Mason was horrible last year.
No.
Look, if you can get a C.J. Anderson season out of Gurley, you know, nothing in the first half, but a monster second half.
Right. Yeah, I'm on board. But the problem is, it's where he's going. Like, where is his ADP right now? Fourth, fifth round?
Oh, he fourth,
fifth round?
Where is he? Hold on. I'm looking for Gurley. Oh, because he might be in the third.
No, I'm not taking him in the
come
third.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm looking. Hold on. Give me a minute here. Franco, you got anything you want to say about Brandon Cooks while I look for this? Oh, I got it right here. He's going in like the middle of the fourth round.
Mm, that's still a little too high for me.
He's right around Carlos Hyde, Ellington, Jay Stewart, Spiller. And if you got the balls, you're going to take Amari Cooper right there. I mean,
you know what? I think I'd rather take Gurley over all those guys you just said.
Even Hyde? I mean, Hyde ain't getting no Hyde love anymore, man. What happened?
I don't want Hyde.
Yeah, no.
I mean, is Reggie Bush going to take that much away from him?
No, you know what it is, Tino? They want it. All right. LeGarrette Blount, he's like a two down back, blah, blah, blah. He does nothing for you in the pass game. That's what they're saying is going to happen to Carlos Hyde.
So and they're saying Morris.
Yeah, but except the problem is their defense. Everyone's saying their defense because everyone freaking retired or got arrested.
Right.
It's going to be so depleted that the actual play this year on San Francisco is Colin Kaepernick and a couple of wide receivers because they're going to be throwing all the time.
Plus the defense,
passing attack.
Plus those defenses he's gonna face, and that division is just no joke. And
they're like three top six defenses in that division.
Right, and they got to pay him twice.
Arizona, St. Louis, Seattle, freaking stiff.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So if I had to choose, I'll take my chance on Gurley. You know, maybe finishing the season as a top 10 running back than Hyde, you know?
I mean, I can't –
Gurley's going to be facing those defenses as well, but San Francisco's defense is Will Hoyt, whatever the frick that guy's name is, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, come on.
Will Hoyt, Dan Scuda. Oh, no, he's in Jackson. What am I getting at?
Eric Reed, I mean.
No, he's in a
– You're not taking Gurley over Gordon, though.
No. Gordon goes out.
Yeah, I'd rather have Gordon than Gurley.
Does the pass protection news bother any of you guys? I mean, Philip Rivers, he ain't getting the pass protection. He's gonna bitch.
No, absolutely.
He'll get Woodhead in there in a jiffy if this guy can't block for him.
And if Woodhead gets overworked, they'll let Donald Brown get back in there.
Don't forget Brandon Oliver.
Yeah, your boy. You guys feel
Gordon, man? I like the way he hits holes, but the pass protection news really gets me worried.
Yeah.
They say that every year. They said that last year about Trey Mason, and they purposely benched him for six games till he learned how to, like, pass block. You know? If he's over that, if you watch in the preseason and he's out there and he's over it, I mean, he's got a bit better shot. I mean, that was the next topic I was going to get into. We're going over these old redraft rankings. Preseason games are coming up. You know, like when you watch a preseason game and you're out there, that's the one of the things you want to look for. See what the young running backs are doing, how they look hitting the hole, how they look at pass protection. I mean, anything can happen in these games. Injuries, absolutely. I mean, we could tell a million stories about injuries in these stupid preseason games.
Ugh.
I mean,
Swisham? The guy, idiot, tried to make a tackle in a preseason game towards
the yo.
What up?
And they just. And Al Michaels went on a whole rant about how Sweezum's the best kicker designed for that stadium. Do you remember that? I swear to God, I must have been falling asleep. He's like, and Sweezum knows how to play the wind, the angles in that stadium. He's perfect. He's the perfect kicker for that stadium. And then you running down on a meaningless kickoff.
I turned off that game after maybe the first quarter.
Just so you know, Shazier was in there for most of the third.
I know. He's the leader of that defense. That's why.
Yeah, the leader of that defense. He slept with, what's-his-face's daughter, Tomlin's. Why would you leave him out there that long?
He needs to work, bro. He was injured last year. He needs to get in game shape. He'll be fine.
You guys You guys excited about preseason games starting or what? Are you getting behind those?
I don't want to see any of the guys that I like or that I have my keeper the teams go down. So they get me nervous.
Yeah.
What about guys on the cusp of your roster? Do you want to see him – like Martino, for instance, you want to see Alfred Blue seize the job?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. And on those – yeah, I want to see I want to see Randall run away with the job. You know what I'm saying? Those things, yeah, I guess you need to have
– you got
to – But I want, you know, Adrian Peterson
– Yeah, listen, no studs. No studs should be playing in any preseason game. I don't care. Dez Bryant shouldn't be playing. You know, Odell Beckham shouldn't be playing. Julio Jones. Nobody should be playing. It should be all the cusp players or the ones with the question marks.
Fighting for a job should be playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to see Chip Kelly benching Nelson Aguilar. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to learn the system, damn it. I want to see as many Eagles, Cowboys, and Redskins trying to do what they can. You know, that way the Giants get an easy schedule here. I'm looking at this ADP here, and neck is Charles Johnson and Mike Wallace. Now, for me, I'm of the opinion that when you're in a draft and if one of them's staring you there, you just take the one that was already drafted. If one gets drafted, that's your cue to take the other one. Frank.
Yeah.
Tell me why Charles Johnson is the guy that should be going first and not Mike Wallace.
Ooh.
Because I know that's how you feel.
I know. It is how I feel. Is it because he's on my team and almost everywhere I got him?
I can make the argument for you. The argument is Wallace has been an absolute bust the last few years, but honestly, he has scored a lot of touchdowns.
Right.
It's just his mentality. And he's recommitted himself.
And yeah, Tannehill's bad with the deep ball, so you
right.
got to give
Teddy,
him
Right, and Teddy Bridgewater has a connection, has a this chemistry going with Chucky. I call him Chucky. You know what I mean? And he was the best wide receiver on the team because Cordarrelle Patterson ain't doing –
Oh, please, let's not bring it. Let's not bring it, please.
Yeah, no. Good thing I can't see Tino right now.
What a row, man. Broke. What happened? You were going to take the league by storm. And he bottomed out. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Womp, womp. Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's Charles. He's a wide receiver one, wide receiver two on that team.
Yeah, no, I agree with that because he's the flanker. He's going to get all the targets. North Turner won't get off
exactly.
his job.
Exactly, North Turner. You know.
And then you can't forget that Adrian Peterson, like Teddy Bridgewater, the happiest person to see Adrian Peterson back is Teddy Bridgewater by far.
I mean, yeah, you think?
I mean,
Asiata was.
I was going to say, there's no passing lanes when Asiata's back. You know?
What do you get?
They're not playing nine in the box when Asiata's in there. So.
That game, what did he have? Like 35 handoffs, three touchdowns, and
37 yards on 37 handoffs and three touchdowns. Yeah. Oh, come on. He's the man.
Listen, I wanted to ask you guys, because you're Giant fans. We haven't touched on too many Giants. How big is the gap between Jennings and Vereen? I mean, me, I'd rather wait on Vereen.
Yeah, I'm not touching. Right. I'm not touching Jennings. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
Where's Jennings going right now?
I just had it in front of me. He's in that mishmash of messy running backs. So you look at down here, Alfred Blue, Shane Vereen.
To me, he's in a fourth set. Jennings, no. I'd rather wait on his backup.
Have fourth set than Jennings.
Well, Jennings and fourth set aren't even in the same neighborhood, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm looking on the ADP sheet, and I had all the running backs highlighted, and I can't even see him anywhere. I mean, he's definitely in – he's kind of in that – I want to say he's in that Joik Bell, Chris Ivory area, Tevin Coleman type of neighborhood somewhere in the eighth round.
Yeah, give me Vereen. I'll wait on Vereen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, give me Vereen. They're going to be
– Even in standard – I mean, the thing that scares you with Vereen is last year. I mean, obviously it's because it's Belichick. There were games you just get one pass thrown at him.
Yeah, but that's because of Belichick, bro. I think Eli has a hard on for Vereen. I think he sees the way that he could just dump it off to him. I think.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why he liked Bradshaw so much because Bradshaw has versatility back in the day. You know, but I mean, how far into the show are we, Frank? What are we looking at here?
We
hour 10 minutes
just missed the. I mean, we just hit the 1 hour mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
See.
So we're gonna have to wrap this up.
Well, before we wrap it up, I mean, there was a segment put here by Tino Tycoon, and I kind of like it a lot. And it was basically the bullies. We're going to bully you into who we really are planting a flag on this year. And then we're going to do it real quick on who the hell should you stay far, 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 far. Far, far, far. Okay? Like, don't even move down the block from them. If you're going to move and you see them, you're going as far away from them as you can. And I'm going to toss this to you, Mr. Tycoon.
I tell you what, man. This
I want a guy, I want the guy that you're planting your flag on. You said, you know what? I'm going to walk out of the draft with this guy.
I'm coming at it a little differently. I like this guy. This guy is towards the end of the draft. I'm going to try to get him cheap anywhere I can. And there was a little blurb about him on Roto World today. I don't know why, but I'm kind of feeling Stevie Johnson on the Chargers. I think that you know, listen, Rivers can make a star out of it. He made Eddie Royal look like, you know.
Oh, talking about like Eddie Royal.
Hey, look, Eddie Royal might be another one, but I don't know, man. I think he was in that black hole of an offense with that overrated bum, Kaepernick. I don't know. I just got a feeling. I think
I want to throw
for Stevie Johnson. That's
you got to throw last year out. Vernon Davis had 2 touchdowns and it was week 1.
Poor Vernon Davis.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad his stock fell. But anyway,
I think you listen. You could get him at the end of any draft, Stevie Johnson. You could probably get him for a couple of bucks, probably
in an auction, right?
His ADP, like, over, like, because Roto World keeps popping in with Stevie Johnson stuff every so often. His ADP a couple of weeks ago was, like, the 15th, 16th round. Now you got to spend about an 11th round pick
That's
on
That's what
him.
I'm saying. He might be, you know, a high-end three.
Yep.
Well, that's a good one. I like Keenan Stevie Johnson. I would totally I hear that.
I'm totally on board with that one. That one I'm on board with. I totally see that.
Well, Frank. Good thing you brought up Eddie Royal because that's my guy. In Chicago, I want to walk away with Eddie Royal. Splints? What's
right,
that?
You're not worried about shin splints getting getting his spot?
No, because you know Fox and his rookie freaking games he plays. Eddie Royal is going to be on the field, and Eddie Royal is going to get a ton of targets, and that's who I want.
Hey, look, bro, he put up great numbers with Cutler before, so there's no reason why they can't do it again.
Exactly.
I mean. So it's my turn to give you guys a guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Frank. No, Frank, you already know my guy, and my guy is John Brown, and it's even close.
But that's not really. Listen, that's not really a sleeper. Everybody likes John Brown.
Yeah,
everybody's
he's been getting blown
Brown.
Up on Twitter, Cop. I want to hear something different. We gave you something on Twitter.
Exactly.
Oh, he's been getting blown up on Twitter, but he's still
imaginable.
He's still in the ninth round.
That's not a sleeper. When you've got 22 rounds, first half of the round,
listen, Twitter's blowing them up way, way, way too much, bro. I want you to go dig deeper, bro.
Jay Ajayi. No, let me stop. you want to know who I like? You know, I'm going to tell you right now who I like. And it purely is based on the fact that the guy in front of him is a fucking, excuse my language, is, you know, all right.
A bum.
I'll start like this. Not a bum. Totally not above a metrics marvel, an analytics darling.
Okay.
But the end of the year last year, he put together a string of games. He was one of the top fantasy running backs. He was getting all the goal line work. He was getting all the carries. There was a guy that he was in contention with for years, holding him down. And he finally got his shot and he showed what he could do. But if you tell me that Jonathan Stewart is going to make it through a whole goddamn season, you are sad. And if you're not rolling up Cameron Artis Payne right behind Jonathan Stewart at some point in the draft, you are also going to miss the boat because there is no way on God's green earth that Jonathan Stewart is going to find a way to make it through 16 games without getting back. It's just not possible. And then to top it all off, he's going to lose goal line carries. You know what happens all the time. So he's basically a between the 20s running back. And when he's not getting goal line carries, he's useless. But he was last year because Cam got hit by a truck. So, I mean, at the end of the year, if Cam didn't flip over his car, Cam would have been running in all those goal line scores. We all agree on that.
Hey, so, look, Jonathan Stewart is the perfect sell-high guy. Week 2, week 3, will have a couple of good weeks. You sell him high, bro, and, you know, watch him get hurt and laugh.
And I can't trust them. I want to trust them, but you can't trust them.
Nah, you can't. You've been down this road too many times.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how many times are you going to let your girlfriend cheat on you before you realize that she's a whore? That's what I feel. How many times are you going to ride Jonathan Stewart and he's...
Yeah, Jonathan Stewart's a hoa.
He's banged up with an ankle. He's banged up with a toe. But a camel toe. Who knows? So...
All right, so those are good. Those were good picks. Right, so the late round picks.
Right, but John Brown should. Apparently, John Brown is a superstar. I'm sorry.
He's not. He's not a sleeper. Sorry, Carp.
Not a sleeper. Come on, he was a sleeper last year. Anyway,
Year, but not this year. Everybody's on the John Brown train. Everybody.
That's one of the most grotesque injuries in the history of NFL. His fingers went through his hand or some shit. Who knows? Guys, and I'm going to throw this to you, Tino. Guys, there's no freaking way on God's green earth. It could even be in the first couple of rounds. Obviously, you're not going to take bums at the end of the draft. First couple of rounds, there's a guy out there that is not going to be on your team. And
his price is way too high, man. And he's burned me before because I thought this guy was finished. He came back and had some good years. I don't want Matt Forte on my team.
Ooh. You stole mine, you prick.
I do not want Matt Forte. What did he catch, 100 balls last year?
Yeah.
He caught 100 passes, but what's his name?
He caught more balls than Liberace, brother.
Oh, my God.
I just don't – he's way too expensive for me. If you could get him as, like, you know, I don't know. I'm staying away from him. He's too high up there. Somebody's going to go up and grab him. I'll pass. Give me Julio. Give me Calvin Johnson. You could have Forte.
That's a good one. Well, I mean.
Before we move on, I mean, I'm totally in conjunction with that. I mean, how old is Forte, Frank? What is he, 20, what, 8, 9, yeah, somewhere in that?
29, 30.
I mean, he's right off the bat, lop off all that volume in the receiving game with John Fox.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably half of it.
I mean, and John Fox keeps saying he wants to go with one guy. Okay, that's great. But, I mean, the Chicago defense is a sieve, right, Tino?
Oh, man, please. You
it's
I know firsthand, man. It's a disgrace.
Shane McClellan is wearing the headset to the sidelines. They're calling the plays through Shane McClellan.
Well, awful.
All you have to freaking know. You know what I mean? Come on. But they're going to be playing from behind. Forte is not going to be used late. I mean, Trestman we trust. Everyone in this podcast loves Mark Trestman and what you do. So with that being said, Frank, the guy that you are staying away from first half of the draft is?
His name came up before, and I kind of made my case, I guess. So Carlos Hyde, I want nothing to do with Carlos Hyde. Zero to do. How about this? I'll put it this way. I want no 49ers on my team. No Kaepernick, no Anquan Boldin, no Vernon Davis, no Torrey Smith, huh? None of them.
What did Torrey Smith do? Why did you go from I don't know. he's so good, man. That's what kills me. I like Torrey Smith.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Yeah, he's got Kaepernick throwing the ball. I don't want him.
Oh, will you give Kaepernick a break? Come on.
All right, how about this? Here's another guy that I can't stand who's probably going to do well, but I just can't stand. There's something in my gut. It's something in my soul that I can't draft him. Jeremy Maclin.
No, come on. Jeremy Maclin.
You've been like that for years. You are so anti-Maclin.
Ever since one of the experts said that Jeremy Maclin was going to be better than Calvin Johnson or have a better year than Calvin Johnson.
Who is that? Bring him to us so he can.
No. Don't mention his name, Franco.
I can't. We're going to be ostracized from the community, but he's a very well-known Roto World guy.
Whoever that is out there, you know who you are. Come on. Come on. What are you trying to prove?
That was a mistake, obviously.
And
right?
That was,
you know,
yes. Obviously, so we all make mistakes. Yeah.
But, same person traded the 101 overall for Martavis Bryant. I personally might have do that, but we'll see.
Wait, what happened?
He traded in a dynasty draft earlier this year before the NFL draft. He took his 101, which obviously would have been Gurley or Cooper,
right,
and dealt it straight up for Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, all right, nice move.
Well, Tino right away hates that.
Yeah, well, Martino's not a big Martavis.
Listen, me, I'm partial to Martavis. I love Martavis. I can't talk about Martavis without telling you how much I love him.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
why
I love Martavis
I love him?
Too.
Because he has Ben Roethlisberger as his quarterback.
Yeah, I, look, man, he's in a great offense. He's a little bit too boom or bust for me, but I won't kill you for taking him.
I get that, and the thing is the efficiency he had, I'm throwing that all out the window. I'm looking at the fact that even if he doesn't play a full snap count, what he offers in that offense no one else could do. The speed down the field, the red zone targets, I mean, between him and Heath Miller,
what do you mean no one else can do? Antonio Brown does that great.
Antonio Brown, he breaks free, does all the underneath shit. I'm not taking a disparaging or besmirching Antonio Brown. Trust me, I'm not going to do that because I'm being realistic, and that's what you told me to do, is be realistic on this podcast, correct?
Right, yeah, I think that's the goal.
I'm not sitting here saying Fort Davis is the wide receiver one in Pittsburgh. Don't worry about it, all right? But moving on, now you want my guy that I'm not touching. I'm not touching with a 10-foot pole. There is no way on God's green earth that Andre Ellington is going to want that on a single freaking team. I want nothing. I haven't wanted anything to do with Andre Ellington since he got into the league. I don't care what anyone sees. I don't know. I understand that last year he had a fractured foot. He played tough. He definitely didn't look explosive. He looked like just a meh, you know, kind of guy getting through the holes. But I am, and believe me, it has nothing to do with the rumors that Chris Johnson's coming to town.
Well, listen, when the team's running out with a contract, chasing down Chris Johnson to get him on the team, that means there's something that they're seeing that they're not out feeling.
And they
yeah, but isn't
be
that more chasers. Isn't it more an indictment on David Johnson? Because supposedly he's not doing as well as they thought.
I mean, what do you expect? He came from a small school. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say that he's going to pick up an NFL offense in two months. Obviously, but I told you this the other night, Frank. My problem with them selecting David Johnson was it's like a redundant asset when it comes to him and Andre Ellington. They're almost the same running back. David Johnson is not a power goal line back whatsoever.
Right, but Chris Johnson is the same back as Ellington, too.
But Chris Johnson could at least get, you know, was got a few goal line carries. I'm talking after the Lendell White era, of course.
Right.
You know, but they always... But Bruce Arians always does something like he gets a big fat mishmash and just he'll pound them in at the 1 and 2. Like, you're going to tell me that, like, even last year, Stephon Taylor was taking goal line carries.
Stephon.
Who was the guy? Was it Jonathan Dwyer that got arrested? Who was it last year? It was Jonathan Dwyer.
Yeah,
was hiding in the bathtub from the cops. They went out and got Jonathan Dwyer. I started Jonathan Dwyer as a flex when he had 2 touchdown games. They always do something like that.
I just feel like Ellington's just snapped like a twig at any moment. That's my issue with him.
Right.
All right, so we're wrapping this one up.
All right. Fantasy football fans, you've been listening to the Fantasy Football Bullies. We're here. We're going to stay here for a while, and we're going to make sure that you don't do anything dumb and take the wrong guys in your draft or start the wrong guys on your lineup on Sunday. Stay tuned. More is coming. Get ready.